Hi, everyone. This is Aaron, and you are listening to the Sound Words Podcast. And this episode is an official creative collaboration with Sola Network. We started an official podcast channel for Sola, so all of my Sola-specific episodes will be heading over to their feed. This is the first episode for their official podcast, and I don't know if I plan to double post Sola episodes, so subscribe to Sola so you never miss out on what I'm doing over there. I'll put the link in the show notes. For this first official episode, I spoke with Sola Network editor Hannah Chow. We talk about her career as an editor, working with Sola Network, and what God has been teaching us this month. Thanks for listening. Hi, everyone. This is Aaron and Hannah from Sola Network, and this is our podcast.
Woo! We finally made one, like everyone else.
Yeah, this is official, I guess, Hannah. How does it feel to be official?
It feels a little nervous, but hopefully we'll just keep churning them out and no one will ever listen to the first one.
We will be Facebook official. The plan is to put these on Facebook and YouTube and I guess normal podcast players and Spotify. All the links will be in the show notes. And if you're listening to this, that means you found us anyway. So good job. Sola Network, we exist to influence the emerging generation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And one way we do that is by writing articles on the internet. Hannah, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, your role at Sola Network, and why we write articles here?
Yeah, so I'm the editor here, and I am so glad to be a part of Sola Network. Yeah, I think it's so important for us to be talking and thinking and writing about the gospel. And obviously we all have smartphones. We're all always connected to the internet, and having these resources just at the touch of a button is just so amazing. And Sola Network wants to be a part of that. And especially as a platform for Asian American Christians, we really feel like there's a need there. And so that's who we platform the most. That's who we seek out for. And we hope to just have more writers and thinkers come out of our identity of our culture so that we can really help the body of Christ to grow and to be full and complete.
Hannah, what do you do exactly? Are you the one writing all the articles?
No, there's no way. And I just want to say all the writers out there, kudos to you. I know how hard it is to write. That's why I make you guys do it. So most of what I do is I'll either find it on blogs or have people who've already written for us, and I'll just ask them to write for us again. Also, our editorial board and council members will contribute articles. And basically, I walk through the process of writing, editing, publishing with the writers. And it's really fun, especially like helping new writers to find their voice. But then I also really enjoy just the thoughtful and gospel saturated works of some of our seasoned members as well.
And how did you become an editor? Were you born with this skill?
Well, I think the biggest thing is I just grew up a reader. I love books, still do. And so when I went to college, I majored in journalism and I really loved it. But then I got really intimidated trying to talk to people, especially people who seemed who were in positions of power or cooler. I just would get really scared. But I found so much solace in the editing part of like the school paper. And so that's what I did. I kind of fell out of editing. I didn't really work in publishing or journalism at all. But then a few years ago, my pastor, who was Michael Lee, council member actually, introduced me to some other people in Sola Digital. And they were like, hey, we really need an editor. We'd love for you to come on board. And that's how it happened.
Hold on. You were the editor of your school newspaper?
So
what, like junior high?
Editors on a school paper. No, this is my college paper.
Oh, okay. Young Hannah, like walking to school with your lunch pail.
No. So at a newspaper, right, you have the editor-in-chief. I didn't do that. That's a lot of work. But I was the head of the copy desk, which basically does a lot of the fact-checking, typos, grammatical things. I was the chief copy editor for a little bit, and I did a lot of editing just here and there as well.
Were you like gung-ho? Were you like, okay, I'm going to get the best articles. I'm going to make these Pulitzer Prize winning articles? Is that a thing?
No, honestly, Aaron, I'm not that ambitious. I have passions, but I've never thought like, oh man, like I want to work for the New York Times. Although now that I think about it, like that'd be great. I always just thought it was a fun quirk really that I had, that I would read my friends' essays or, you know, help college kids or high school kids make college essays. I never really thought that this kind of passion would become my career, but then it did, I guess, you know.
Well, then how about from a ministry standpoint though? Because I guess if you were the editor of the paper and you were looking at, you know, your career or whatever, did you ever think that it would coincide with actually doing ministry?
No, not really. I mean, I did think about, you know, especially as like sites like the Gospel Coalition and Desiring God got bigger and bigger in the Christian community, I was like, oh, it'd be really cool to write for them, to edit for them. But I never thought that those kind of two things would collide personally, just because in the publishing world, you have to have written something for them to want you to write. So it's kind of like it's hard to kind of jump in. Especially having, you know, zero experience in the publishing or journalism world after I graduated. For this to happen was really a blessing, and I'm so glad that it happened.
I know that Sola has existed for a little bit of time right now. What has changed since when Sola first started or when you came on versus like what our publishing looks like today?
Yeah. So when Sola first started, it was just a conference for college students. And so it would just be a conference in the spring every year. And then one of the executive members of the conference team said, hey, we should be a more constant presence to encourage collegians. And so that's when they started the website. And soon after that, I was brought in, and it was mostly maybe four or five articles a month, once a week, twice a week. But then one day they're like, hey, we got to take it to the next level. And that's actually when I came on and as a paid staffer. And that's when we really started to push, hey, let's push something every day, which sounded so daunting and intimidating.
But it still does.
Yeah. It's working. It's been over a year now that we've been going five articles a week.
Oh, wow.
For us. Yeah. So we started with very few views, obviously, but now we're having over 100,000 views a year. And that's wild. Like, that's a number that is hard to conceive.
Well, in a later episode, I think we're going to try to talk to Soojin Park. She wrote one article that had a lot of views. And I think later on in the life of this podcast, hopefully we'll be able to talk to some more of our authors.
Yeah, they're so amazing thinkers. And I'd love for them to just share, you know, how they came up with these ideas and just the power of words.
Yeah. Hannah, you also mentioned that Sola started out as a conference. There is a conference coming up, Sola Conference 2020. I guess maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll definitely be there. It's going to be at the end of March. Early bird registration is open to all you listeners. The conference is really a great time for Asian American Christians in LA and Orange County. And if you're far away, you can drive or fly in, I guess. But to really come together to worship and learn together. Our theme this year is reconciliation. And obviously the most important reconciliation is the one that we have with God, that Jesus to reconcile himself with us. And now we can reconcile with one another. Such a powerful thing, not obviously with racial reconciliation in our country, but also even reconciliation within our families. I know that for a lot of children of immigrants, second gen and first gen, there can be a lot of need for reconciliation there within families with cultural differences and just sin in general. You know, there's obviously divorce there's broken families and siblings that don't talk to each other, things like that. So we really feel like this is a powerful one that really affects all of us. And so we hope that everyone can come and be blessed.
Hannah, I think maybe on another episode, I'm going to have to ask you some questions about writing and how I can be a better writer. I want to learn from you. And if any of our listeners have questions for Hannah, just feel free to send them to us. I'll put her email in the show notes.
Definitely. I mean, I will give you one tip to start out with.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The trick to good writing is to write something down.
Nice.
It's hard to have good writing if you don't have something. A blank page is the opposite of good writing.
That's the tip.
tip.
Perfect, perfect. And Hannah, while I got you here, and we're talking about learning, what's something God has been teaching you recently? And, you know, maybe you're going to write about it later or something. But yeah, what has God been teaching you recently?
You know, something that God has been teaching me recently is actually, my husband mentioned it. And it's that, you know, sanctification is something that is so hard for a lot of us to wrap our minds around, this idea that God is purifying us and making us more like into the image of his son. And I think what I've learned specifically about that is that some things are fast. There are things when we are sanctified where God just changes us overnight. And it's amazing. But there are some things that'll just take a long time, a lifetime even. And I think accepting that sanctification isn't in our control is such an important reminder for me. And that's what I've been trying to remember, that sometimes it's fast and that's the best, but more often than not, it's slow. And, you know, in doing so, we rely more on Christ and we see that it's him who's transforming us. So that's what I've been learning.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hannah, recently I've been thinking about, well, it's Christmas time coming up soon. It's the Christmas season, I should say. I've been thinking a lot about the Christmas story. You know me, we have a son, his name is Linus. And one part of the Christmas story is actually that Herod ordered all the babies to be slaughtered. I feel like that's a part of the story that kind of we just kind of gloss over. Having a son does add a different dimension to that. I think that there is a lot of things that happened during Christmas time, but ultimately, you know, that entire Christmas story, I think, is putting us in the trajectory in the direction of the cross. And so even though baby Jesus actually survived that slaughter, right? Because he wasn't there, you know, Christ would die for all of us, you know? And so, yeah, even though he survived that one, his mission was to die, you know, to go to the cross. And that's something I've been thinking about this Christmas season. It's a little sobering, but you know, there's joy in it too. You know, Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. And, you know, we are blessed and thankful to be saved by grace through faith alone.
Yeah, it's a powerful, the whole story of Christ coming to earth is so powerful, and there's so many lessons to be gleaned. So if you're listening, know that we have some Advent resources or Christmas devos coming out soon too. So hopefully that'll be coming out within a week or so.
Yeah, and everything will be on the show notes. And yeah, I think the next podcast that we do, Hannah, will probably be in 2020. So to all our listeners, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks, Hannah, for being my guest on the show. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I curate a linked list column for Sola Network every Friday. Be sure to check that out. And you can also subscribe to it via email. I'll put the links in the show notes. Sola Network publishes fresh content every weekday. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram at The Sola Network. In the show notes, you'll find the link to our Sola Network podcast feed, and you can also subscribe on YouTube or Spotify. Just search for Sola Network. In the show notes, you'll find links to the Sound Words podcast archive. And don't forget to subscribe to Sound Words on YouTube, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player. Just search for Sound Words. My website is musicgoon.com. The email address for this podcast is soundwords@musicgoon.com. And you can always tweet me at musicgoon. Thanks. See you soon.